So in this lesson, we're going to go over a couple goodbye phrases that popped up in today's dialogue. And we're also going to go over another meaning for a word we learned in the last lesson, yoku. So first, let's talk about yoku. If you remember, last lesson we discussed the adverb yoku, which means often, as in
私はよくテレビを見ます。
I often watch TV. But in this episode's dialogue, it was used in a bit of a different context.
Right. In the dialogue, Lori said, よくわかりました。
Alright, she said this to indicate that she understood very well what you had just said. In this case, yoku means good, well, nicely or properly. You know, but that doesn't make sense by itself. Let's do some more sample sentences.
よく食べました。
Literally, yoku means well, and 食べました means ate. I ate well. Of course, it means I ate a lot. But using yoku about your own actions implies that you're satisfied with what you did. So, yoku 食べました would imply that you ate a lot, and you're satisfied. You know, you're full, you're at a good point. But if you use it about someone else, you're probably impressed with their action. So if you say yoku 食べましたto your friend, you might be impressed that they ate so much, or more than you expected.
そうかもね。
Right? よく食べましたね。This is one of those nuanced words in Japanese, so practice saying yoku in both ways. All right, next, let's talk about goodbye phrases. What's the first word?
さようなら。
さようなら is polite and can be used for most occasions. And next is a phrase.
お世話になりました。
And this phrase has a variety of meanings depending on the situation.
It probably means you took care of me a lot and I'm grateful.
Yeah, but it roughly translates to thanks for everything. And it implies that the listener has done something for or has helped the speaker in some way. The phrase is often paired with the adverb 大変。
大変お世話になりました。
And 大変 means extremely or greatly. So I'm extremely grateful for what you did for me. Or you could also say 本当に。
本当にお世話になりました。
I really appreciate it. It's also worth noting that お世話になりました is past tense. And that's why people use this when they're parting, right? What's the present tense form of this?
お世話になります。
This is also a common phrase.
そうですね。But お世話になります should be used before someone takes care of you.
For example?
When you meet your host family for the first time, maybe you should say, お世話になります。
And then after that, would you say, よろしくお願いします。
ああ、いや、よろしくお願いします。お世話になります。
And at the end of your homestay, you'd say,
お世話になりました。
さようなら。
そうですね。